So the first thing we start out these interviews with is we ask everybody to identify themselves so we make sure we actually have, because it's radio, and there's a problem there. You know, as much as we wanted this to be TV, the makeup artist would not show up tonight.
We all have faces for radio. This is perfect.
So this is a beautiful thing. So would you pass around the microphone among the incredible, incredible platters of delicious food we are eating here at Bottom of the Hill? This is a bar mitzvah waiting to happen.
You have cake.
What do you think, Adam? Is this a bar mitzvah waiting to happen? With a name like Fisher?
Hey, Fisher!
With a name like Fisher? Are you kidding me? Oi!
There's no chopped liver on this table. Okay?
I was named Dennis instead of David because my dad just didn't want another David to be a Jew. There were too many David Jews, so I got Dennis. So everybody gets all. So everybody gets all mixed up. So would you please pass the microphone and identify yourselves, please?
My name is Ian Moreno, and I play guitar.
Hello, I am Gregory Meyer, and I am the drummer.
I am Ed Reyes, I sing and play guitar.
I'm Lee Latasor, and I play keyboards and bass with my friend Brian.
Like my friend Lee, I play keyboards and bass as well. My name is Brian Reyes.
The name of the band is?
The Little Ones.
Thank you very much. So this band is from far, far away, Los Angeles.
Very right.
Far, far away. So many of the members of this band were members of another band called Sunday's Best. So now, did that band morph into this one early this year, and how did it occur? And give me the little historical perspective on the Sunday's Best into the Little Ones, please.
Sir.
Well, Sunday's Best ended in, I don't know, when did it end? 2000?
End of
02. End of 02.
Like
yeah,
the 90s.
And Ian and I just started playing right away, and after that ended, we just started writing songs, and it took probably a couple years to kind of just get the sound that we were going for, and we just, you know, we brought in Lee, and he started playing keys with us, and we decided we needed a drummer at some point because we were using a computer and that was not fun, so we brought Greg in. And then
the commuter drummer.
The commuter drummer,
right? Drummer.
So then we also figured, well, you know, Lee is really good at keyboards and he plays bass, but he can't play both at the same time, unfortunately. You're a good musician, you're not a wizard, no. So I decided to ask my brother to come to play in the band, and that's how it kind of formed over the years.
I was going to add a little.
Yeah, sure.
I was just buzzing for another level of trivia so that this band wasn't just formed through Craigslist. Lee, the way Edward and I met Lee was that he dates my younger sister. I thought it's always a funny fact. It's very incestuous. And so that's how we first met him. And then Greg and I actually went to high school, having known each other since we were like 14. So he called me out of nowhere saying, hey, I'm moving to LA. I was like, great, are you bringing your drums? And then Brian, what have we got?
We're on the same seat. Brothers.
Your blood flows within each other.
Yeah.
I'm crying now. That was such a beautiful moment. I just don't know what to do. But I'll make it. You're now signed to Heavenly and Astralworks. Now, were you signed in England or here? Were you signed to Heavenly or to because Heavenly is kind of the British label, right? And Astralworks is more the American label.
Well, it's all by chance. We didn't really plan on doing this. We had released our EP or sing song ourselves in April of this year, and we pressed 3,000, and pretty much that was the goal that we kind of had for us. It was to, you know, put out something ourselves. Number two goal was to get a booking agent, and number three was get a show in LA. So so that kind of stuff, like Ashworks and Heavenly, just kind of came about when we were in New York. The Mercury Lounge contacted us and wanted us to play a show there, or two shows. We ended up playing two Mercury shows and a Bowery show. And at that point, you know, Ashworks and Heavenly were both in the picture. And we both liked both labels, and they decided to do a joint partnership. So it's a total joint partnership between the two labels.
Where are the rest of the songs? When and where will we hear them? You know, I mean, because bands do get away with an EP. There are several that have just done an EP, and it's pretty brave to do so when you think about it, because, you know, here it is. You've got your five or six songs on iTunes, and people are raving and doing all that wonderful stuff. And then they come to the show, and they think, are they only going to play this many songs, or are there more songs somewhere?
There's definitely more songs, first of all. We're not a six-song
band.
That'd be cool, though.
be a new concept. It's kind of like a little
easier.
Yeah, it's like the EP band.
Yeah,
it's an EP band.
Well, you know, from the sessions where Sing Song was actually recorded, there's actually about three or four tracks that are almost complete. And the reason why we didn't complete them is because we just ran out of money because we were funding the recording ourselves. And we actually started recording for the full length already, about seven basics done. Mm-hmm. So there are songs on the way and they're being completed as we speak.
Do you just take those songs and then make a full record of it, and they do like the re-release with bonus tracks? Because when you're starting out with an EP, it's an interesting, you know, or do you, I mean, I'm not sure where you, is there a game plan? Have they come up with something brilliant to do there?
We're going to do a covers records.
covers records.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to do all Barbara Streisand songs, actually.
Little ones that Barbara Streisand.
God, you got it. No. Stony End. You got
We're going to start, it's going to clean slate, all brand new songs.
Yeah, no, there's no EP
and,
songs.
Yeah.
On the record.
Unless all the other songs suck.
Unless that's all we can do.
Unless that's all you've got. So I was actually just in beautiful downtown Burbank yesterday. You recorded the album there and then mixed it in Portland. So were you big fans of the Mighty Lemon Drops? And was that the behind the choice of David Newton to work on the record with you?
Yeah. Well, we're definitely fans of Mighty Lemon Drops. I don't think that was the intention. We didn't go searching for that. But Dave Newton is our best friend.
Yeah. How it kind of went down was we were looking for a place to record. We're trying to do it ourselves, like Edward mentioned earlier, with laptops and stuff, and it wasn't going so well. So we were like, all right, we need a studio to work in. And so we asked our friend Paul Fisher, who actually runs that label,
Better Looking
Records, thank you. And he gave us a couple names, and Ed went down, and David Newton was one of the first people we talked to, and Ed went down and came back to us, called us up, was like, oh, this guy's really great, you gotta come and meet him. So then we all went down together and just basically hit it off from day one, got a great vibe, and then started to go to work the following weekend.
And you went to
And now we're BFFs.
And then you went to, right, there you go, and you went to lovely Portland to do the mix.
We didn't, our files
email,
did.
Our email did.
Oh, really?
You gotta love technology and, you know, FTPs.
Right.
So Tony Lash, is that where you're going with this?
Yes.
Is someone that Edward and I worked with in the past, and we have always been fans of his mixing abilities. So it actually just started with one song. We're like, hey man, do you have any time? We have the song. Do you want to? Can you do a mix for us? And he did it and sent it back. And we're just being at work, and everybody probably simultaneously downloading it, going like, wow. So then after that first one track, which I believe was Lovers Who Uncover.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Then, you know, we gave him the rest.
You're heading for England. Is this your first foray there as a band? Is this the first time?
Yes.
So here we go. You know about British audiences, don't you? Have you heard the rumor about? They're not like American audiences. They kind of stand there and go, oh, it's a band.
Yeah. They take off our tops.
And you're kind of doing, you're doing all the places, right? You're doing all the cities. You're doing Madchester, and you're doing London proper, and you're doing Glasgow, where you can get lots of drugs, and
Brighton.
And so tell me about the anticipation after this big cross-country American thing you've just done of heading for, as my producer says, for Blighty. Who wants to take that?
I'm really excited to go. I've never been, ever. So I get to go and play. And
is the record getting a lot of play over there?
Yeah, it is. It's doing very well right now, I think.
No, the record is not doing well. It's only been released in 7-inch form. So there's a single out now with a Lover's Own cover and Cha 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 that's been released and I believe sold out. So yeah, and the record comes out in actually beginning of February. And record, I mean the Sing Song EP mini album.
After England, what's next? Have you done South by Southwest yet? Is that what's next?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're gonna do
on that one.
Yeah.
We wanted to play South by at one point, but we got rejected.
Yeah,
it's still the same songs too.
That's like, weird.
But you're in this year.
What's that?
You're in this.
Yeah, we're in this year. We're in. We're in this time.
Would somebody here ask somebody else an interview question that I haven't asked? And anything you want to ask? Who wants to ask the question?
Can it be about anything? Lee.
Yeah.
Do you like living with me?
Yes, I enjoy it. I live with Brian, and I wake up in the morning, and he's there, and we make some breakfast, you know. High five. Brian watches wrestling. I'm not too into it, but I watch golf. But he's into golf, so I kind of got to get into wrestling.
Okay,
that's about it.
Thank you so much for that.
Excuse me. Okay, one quick question for the interviewer. You have the whole record?
I have the EP. I don't have the whole record.
You've listened to the EP?
Yes, I have.
How does it make you feel?
Really, really, really warm inside.
Cool. Nice.
Yay!
We accomplished it.
Success!
However, the last thing we do, we call it a musical sandwich. It is two of your songs is the bread, and you each pick a couple of songs with other artists in between.
How about High in the Hill? And
what do you want to pick? Cha-cha-cha. And then in the middle, I would like Os Mutantes, Amina Mena. Pavement, Cut Your Hair.
Wolf Mother, Woman.
Okay, we're going to go with Fleetwood Mac, Little Lies.
And Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back.
And about Dirty Work by Steely Dan.
Nice, come on.
Oh, man, I would want a Peg.
Okay.
Two.
You can have more than one by Steely Dan.
Fine, all right, yeah, Steely Dan, Peg.
Okay, more, come on, I need more. We got to fill up this
song. What else do you need by the band?
Bird and the Bee.
Oh, yeah.
They always play again and again, but how about Girlfriend? Okay. Or, excuse me, not Girlfriend. Effin' Boyfriend. That's the name
Bird
of it.
Bird and the Bee.
Yeah.
Bird and the Bee.
Bird and the Bee.
Anything French Kicks? Didn't get to that.
So far, we are French Kicks. Crushes. French Kicks, yeah, they're a man crush.
Yeah.
Great guys.
The band.
Yeah, what song?
The Wait.
From the last waltz.
So. Okay, the last waltz.
If you don't have that one, maybe Acadian Driftwood.
She Said by the Beatles. Yeah.